This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
Asia White Hits 24/7.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John show.
For the second time this week, the moment we started our show, our producer left in disgust within about 2 seconds. He won't even give
us
a chance.
Because I looked at him and I said, "Did you need to poop?" And he looked at me, gave me a side eye, and he said, "No." And then left in disgust that I questioned his.
We don't want him backing up, like because he forgets to poop. Like that's not a good place to be. Facebook told me the other day, Jeanette, that I have had a friendship with this person for 6 years now.
A close relationship.
Let's get her back on the line to just be in the moment and share that love once again.
Reminisce on the good times of your friendship.
Zebra Bell from Malaysia. Hi, Z.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Well,
doing good.
How could we be bad? I mean, is the question really, Z, because you've got a new song out.
Ooh.
I do.
Would you like to share a little bit about that?
It's called Hologram.
Nice.
Have you heard it?
I listened to it all the way through last night. You know what? Every time you release something, I just get that little bit more impressed.
Oh, gee.
Do you know what? I think somewhere between 10 and 15% every time, which means like I'm like 1,000% impressed now.
You're too kind. This song is a little bit different from what I normally would put out, I think. I would think so.
Well, how so? What do you think?
What's different about
it? What makes it different?
Well, I'm not screaming and shouting to begin with. It's the more laid-back track and also supposed to be more a reflective song. For me, like if I had to pick one of my babies from the album, this is actually my favorite track, personally.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Who does your makeup?
Oh, my makeup, I did it.
Eyeliner is like so on point, especially with the pink.
Oh, cool. I'm glad I got it right. Like, okay, because I'm normally very messy with my makeup, so I tried a little harder.
To be fair, Z, you can't see Jeanette's face right now, so you can only assume she knows what she's talking about.
All right.
You see, this is the benefit in Jeanette being here in the interview with me, my co-host, because we haven't spoken of your makeup before.
Oh my God, it glows in the dark.
We haven't spoken of your makeup before, so this is new territory.
Oh, right. Oh, cool. Well, always a first, right? So, yeah.
Now, Z, how's the feedback, like, so far? Are people loving the film clip? Because it is a little bit different for you, isn't it, the MV?
Oh, yeah, totally. So, how to say, I guess I'm kind of alienating the ones who are expecting me to be clown and being funny, and so I can see that some of them be like, okay, what is happening? But I guess they're not the ones I'm writing it for. It's for those who feel like, okay, we're gonna go a little bit more here. So those who grew up feeling they're different and trying to embrace who they are, like, so I'm trying to get to those people.
Yeah, so really create a track that's empowering and gets people to feel good about themselves.
Exactly. So yeah, so I'm writing it for them. So it's a bit, it is a bit of an emotional song. It is true, but I mean, yeah, I think we do kind of need that once in a while.
Z, you've really embraced different, and you really try to be, out there and doing things your own way. Was it always easy to embrace different? Did you feel different growing up? And did you feel like you had to conform, or were you comfortable in yourself from the start?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I went through that phase. No, I was not always comfortable with who I was, so I did go through that as well. So thankfully I did. I learned how to embrace it all, embrace being the so-called weirdo or whatever. I'm actually, like, when you accept that, you actually realize it's a great thing to be weirdo, because you wouldn't wanna, how boring would it be to just blend in with everybody? I mean,
Well, that's true. Just as Groove Armada said a few years ago, if everyone looked the same, we'd be tired of looking at each other.
Yeah, can you imagine? Gosh, yeah.
Of course, if everyone looked like me, I'd be fine with it.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be fine with it at all.
How would it be to see another G walking about?
Now, you've teamed up with someone for this track as well, haven't you, Z?
I teamed. Well, it's with Dokov, who is also like the person I co-produced my whole album with.
Yeah.
So he's like the guy based in Paris. And yeah.
And I.
So he came up with the. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you go on.
What was I going to say? I was going to say no. He came up with the beat for Hologram, and it just. We just started working on it from there.
Awesome. Do you always find it, like, given that this is going in a little bit of a different direction for you, and just in general, when you release another song, do you find it quite humorous how people, when people comment on it, you know, the things they say and the people that they compare you to? Because I saw that someone posted and commented saying that you were similar to Madonna.
All right. Oh, yeah. Of course, I love Madonna. So for me, that's like, thank you.
And like, I'm cool with that, but I wouldn't have drawn that comparison.
All right. Okay. No, okay. It's interesting to know. Like, I mean, I don't think that I sit and write and try and think, okay, how can I be like Madonna or whoever? Like, I mean, how do you say, inspired me a lot. So yeah. I guess I kind of ran away from that a little bit.
who are some of the musicians, again, like, we ask you this each time we check in with you, but who are some of the musicians that you're really loving at the moment, Z?
At the moment, oh gosh.
Putting you on the spot.
I know, I'm so stuck in the 80s.
That's still good. It's still good.
Oh my God. Oh God, I can't even answer this question.
That's all right. We can cut it if you want.
Of course, I love Madonna. I love ICP. I know that's probably a little strange. Of course, MIA, I love her. Like, I mean,
yes.
Right now, oh God, I can't even think of who, like a more current one. I don't know. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
No, I really don't. Don't put that as a headline.
Zerubbabel is in love with Justin Bieber.
Z looks forward to collaboration with Justin.
Oh God. Yeah, sorry.
I totally love Justin. I have to say, I am a big Justin Bieber fan. I'm putting it out there right now.
I might follow his new religion.
Yeah, got a new religion.
That's why he cancelled all of his shows to start a new church.
Wow, on the mothership believers. With Z maybe.
Oh, true.
There you go. Z, what's coming up next for you? What are you working on?
I'm working on more videos from the album. Also, another Malay track.
Nice.
I think I'm getting more into the whole Malay, scene. Because I've kind of like, I don't know, run away from that for
yeah,
all
true.
This while.
Yeah.
Being like, there's a little niche there that's kind of working for me. So...
Wow. Do you reckon that you can bring that sound to Europe? Like, I mean, obviously you've been doing a different thing in the European market for so long, and then there's doing the Malay thing locally, but then taking that to Europe, I wonder if they'd take a liking to it.
I would love to, but I don't know. Like, I mean, have you heard any of my Malay tracks?
Yeah.
You have. Okay, so I'm just wondering from your perspective, now I'm interviewing you, like,
tables have turned.
How does it sound to you?
Well, no, I think because I guess we're a bit different here because Asian Pop Radio, we constantly live and breathe songs that have different languages, K-pop, your J-pop and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
V-pop.
we're not really fussed with the lyrics half the time, you know, it's about like the composition and the feel of it and stuff
more
like
of
that.
The beat.
Yeah. And so,
the melodies.
You're right, actually, like, even with like K-pop, of course, which like... I mean, the Western, I mean, it's big internationally, and I guess 90% of their fans don't even understand what they're saying, probably.
Exactly. So I say do it, yeah. Z. Go out there and make it happen.
Do whatever your heart tells you to do.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
All right, Z, can you remind us how people can support you and purchase the track or even just stream it?
Of course, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, the songs on Spotify, the whole album, of course. And say hi on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll check it out on AsianPopRadio.com. It's up there now. Thanks so much, Z, for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Mwah, 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 mwah.